It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
In Shakespeare's day, if you fell out of favor with someone, we could say that you fell out of that person's books.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
I love period dramas. I know they're soap operas with fancy costumes, but the other day I heard them use an expression, by the book. And this would have been the 1870s. How long has that been around?
Longer than I was expecting. It actually goes back to the 16th century, and there's a line in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet that uses by the book. It's when Romeo kisses Juliet, and Juliet says, "You kiss by the book." And it's possible to read that in a couple of different ways. One is she's totally smitten, and she thinks that he kisses in the best way possible, as in what you would read about in a book. The other is the meaning of by the book as sort of routine. You do it in a very ordinary way, in which case there's a little critique in there about that kiss.
Well, Masters and Johnson weren't around yet, so we'd have to take their word for it. So you can say that somebody is in a person's good books or their bad books?
You can. Being in a person's good books goes back to 1608. This is not an expression that I use, but the OED has current examples, and I think I might adopt it. Being in someone's bad books comes into the language a little later, the 19th century, but again, you can find examples to this day. Then we've got things like on the books. That's something that I think feels pretty standard to many of us. Or closing the books. The meaning of for business or accounts, where you close the books on something, you close the accounts. But then we have the metaphorical extension of that, which happens, looks like about the 19th century, where if we're closing the books on something, we're just going to stop discussing it. That's over. We're closing the books.
And what about if you take a page out of someone's book?
As I started looking into book, I got really interested in the fact that we talk about people as having books in all these metaphorical ways. So if you admire someone and you want to do what they do, you say, I'm going to take a leaf out of their book. And then if we want to talk about our own opinion about something, we'll say, in my book, it's this, as in my opinion.
So how about if you know someone like a book?
Right. So there, you know someone really well. Or you can read someone like a book, which is that you know them so well that you can know what they're going to do or what they're thinking. But of course, we know we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, which could be about books or about people or about many other things. And then if someone speaks like a book, I think that's usually a good thing. And if they know a whole lot, we could say that they've written the book on that.
Well, I'd like to continue this conversation, but I have booked an appointment with my bookie, and it's time for me to book.
Book well, Rena.